A second convoy of aid has left the Syrian capital, Damascus, for the town of Madaya, which is under the control of foreign-backed militants. 50 trucks carrying international aid have left the capital, Damascus, for the town, where more than 24 people are reported to have starved to death. The first shipment was sent earlier this week. Aid organizations say the situation in Madaya is extremely dire. Aid convoys have also been dispatched to the towns of Foa and Kafriya in the Idlib countryside, which are besieged by militants. Trucks of the International Committee of the Red Cross and the UN are now on the edges of the towns, waiting for the green light to enter. According to the UN estimates, more than 4.5 million Syrians living in besieged or hard-to-reach areas are in a desperate need of humanitarian aid and medical supplies to survive. Let's speak to our correspondent, Muhammad Ali, who now joins us live via Skype from Madaya. Now, Muhammad, tell us a bit more about what's taking place on the ground as far as this aid is, as far as this aid goes, and of course, the humanitarian situation where you are.
Yes, we are now at the entrance of Madaya town in Damascus countryside, where we are expecting the convoy of humanitarian aid to enter this area in parallel with, of course, at the same time, there should be another convoy of aid entering Kfaria and Al-Fu'a villages in Idlib countryside. This is, of course, part of a deal between the Syrian government and militants. About 44 or 45 trucks loaded with humanitarian aid, medical aid, and flour mostly, will be entering to Madaya town, and also in Kfaria and Al-Fu'a, there will be another convoy entering over there made up of 18 trucks. Just behind me is the town of Madaya. You can see in the camera there are a number of civilians waiting here at the entrance. They're waiting for the humanitarian aid to arrive. They are in desperate need of such aid due to, of course, the lack of medical and humanitarian supplies inside, and due to the presence of foreign-backed militants who have been looting, according to many reports, a lot of that aid coming in there and selling them with high prices that they cannot afford. Also, we know that about 40 to 45,000 civilians are trapped here in Madaya, and also in Kfaria Al-Fu'a, about 20,000 civilians trapped inside. What we know now is that the United Nations and the ICRC, the International Committee of the Red Cross, are collaborating along with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, as we are speaking now, for facilitating the logistic issues for having those convoys reaching. There are no problems up till this moment, but the convoys, according to the deal, must enter the three towns at the same time for this deal to work out successfully. This is not the first aid convoy. Just 2 days ago, trucks also reached the three areas, and before that, in October, there was also aid entering. This is part of a deal that was reached in September between the Syrian army and the militants, of course, here in Madaya. And talks continue on a daily basis on the steps of this deal. The first step was delivering the aid, then evacuating the militants injured. And the Syrian army hopes that by the end of this deal will lead to this full security and withdrawal of all the militants inside Madaya, and of course the security of the civilians entirely in Kfaria and Fua.
Well, before I let you go, Muhammad, then the way the situation is right now, as far as the humanitarian situation is concerned as well, are there talks underway then to completely free the residents of those cities so that they can go somewhere else or just not live under the repression that we're seeing by the militants?
Well, there is nothing determined regarding Madaya or Kfaria and Al-Fu'a. This is a very complicated deal, and everything depends on the negotiations and the way the negotiations are going between the Syrian army and the militants of the so-called Ahrar al-Sham, which are known to be loyal for the Kailanked al-Nusra Front. So we don't know no one knows anything about the future of this deal or what will happen to the residents and the civilians, whether they're inside Madaya here or whether in Kfaria and Fua. Only the talks would determine, but of course the Syrian army is engaged in this deal with the aim of freeing the civilians across the country, because this is the duty of the Syrian government in the end, to secure the civilians and the Syrian residents.
All right, Press News, Muhammad Ali, they're reporting live from outside Madaya. Muhammad, thanks very much, and keep us updated throughout the day. Now, we're going to move on with the world news here on Press TV.